Hello, welcome back. Episode number 15. Thank you for listening once again. The book narration continues. Slow and steady wins the race. So, you might have heard the story of the tortoise and the hare, an ancient fable accredited to Aesop, who was a slave and storyteller, believed to have lived in ancient Greece between 620 and 564 BCE. This story can be closely related to the journey of fat loss. Slow and steady really does win the race. There are no shortcuts. There are no quick results. Much like the story, every rapid weight loss is more often than not followed by a rebound effect. The story, for those that do not know, involves a tortoise and a hare. The hare, believing himself to be far quicker than the tortoise, challenges him to a race. As is fairly obvious, the hare races into a lead. Full of confidence and a long way ahead, the hare decides to have a nap midway through the race, only to wake to find the slower tortoise had continued to move forward inch by inch and finish before him. Translate this to fat loss, and I will follow this up with some pretty astounding data regarding diets. Imagine your fat loss as a journey. For this example, rightly or wrongly, your fat loss goal is to lose 10 kilograms of weight or body fat. Break this down into small manageable targets, say for example 0.5 kilograms a week. This is manageable, achievable, trackable and certainly sustainable, assuming the nutrition and exercise is right and enjoyable. 20 weeks from now, so in less than half a year, you would be 10 kilograms lighter. Pretty good achievement if you ask me. Be the tortoise, slow and steady, continually improving, getting closer to that end goal. Now flip that on its head and become the hare. The hare looks at this with a different approach. The mindset of a hare is impatient. He wants results yesterday and sprints towards his goal. The outcome goal is the same. He wants to lose 10 kilograms. However, he is going to do this in half the time, 10 weeks, losing 2 kilograms a week. That is a pretty large calorie deficit he needs to create. No room for error. The hare and his 2 kilograms a week, he goes hell for leather at it. He has to restrict lots of food, takes up a full-on exercise regime in order to meet his target. A little jump to the science. Losing 2 kilograms a week will not all be body fat. In order to lose that kind of weight, a large percentage of this will be lean body mass, muscle, in comparison to the tortoise's approach, where maintaining lean mass will be far more manageable. During a body fat journey, the aim should be to maintain as much lean body mass as possible. Not only will this help with calorie expenditure, but it will improve your body composition when you reach your goal. Moving back to the hare, he has attempted his 2 kilograms a week weight loss. For the first few weeks, he is well on target. He races into a lead in his race. However, after 4 weeks or so, the motivation begins to decline. The restrictions become too tough to follow and there is a binge. The nutrition wavers, goes off track, the exercise regime reduces, as sustainability has been lost because the enjoyment has gone. Therefore, he has taken a nap on his fat loss journey, essentially. However, he gets back into it, and at the week 10 point, it has turned around. He has achieved his fat loss goal of 20 kilos in 10 weeks. Impressive. This is the part where I tell you again, crash diets do work. Hang on a minute, Greg. You told us crash diets don't work. Crash diets most certainly do work. A huge calorie deficit, which these diets create, most certainly do work. After all, a calorie deficit yields weight loss. I've told you that all through this book, so I can't now tell you it doesn't. However, it is what happens after that is the reason crash diets don't work. You have dieted hard for a shorter period of time. Your calorie deficit has been large. It has been hard to follow, but you have done it. It wasn't enjoyable, but you achieved what you wanted. Now what happens? Some of you will have experienced this. Most of you will know why, will not know why. But I'm fairly confident that those who have completed a crash diet have fairly quickly put the weight back on and a little bit more. The yo-yo dieting effect. A little bit of math and science here. When you began your crash diet, let's say your total daily calorie expenditure, TDEE, previously covered, was 2,000 calories. In order to achieve your weight loss goal, your calorie intake was calculated at 1,200. So that is what you followed. 10 weeks minus the hiccup in the middle because you were struggling to maintain your calorie intake at 1200, you followed 1200 calories. You drop this down to 800 for a week after your binge to make up for it, but then return back to 1200 calories. This drastic approach resulted in weight loss. What percentage of that was body fat in comparison to lean body mass can be left for debate, but I can assure you it wasn't all body fat. The impact this has had on your TDEE has also been drastic. When you diet, your body kicks in a self-defense system. Please note, which has been previously believed, it cannot store or increase body fat in a calorie deficit. Starvation mode, as it has been called, doesn't entirely exist as it has been previously described. Your body's self-defense system slows down all its processes. This is called metabolic adaptation. Your body becomes very efficient at producing energy from nothing because it needs to. You are not putting enough calories into your body for it to survive. This is the perfect time to again bring up your body has one job, to keep you alive. That is it. It doesn't require you to have a low body fat. It doesn't require you to have abs. It needs to keep you alive, and that is it. There is some research which has shown that the body has a set point theory where your body has a comfortable weight and body fat which it likes to be at, shown to be related in part to genetics and the homeostatic state. Back to the numbers. Your 10-week crash diet has caused your TDEE to reduce down to 1,000 calories. The body will overcompensate in these types of situations. Just think about that for a second. Your TDEE is now 1,000 calories a day. It started at 2,000 calories a day, remember? Has that sunk in yet? The metabolic adaptations your body has made due to the drastic approach of dieting has changed your TDEE from 2,000 calories a day to just 1,000. Think of the repercussions now. In order to just maintain your new weight, you will need to consume 1,000 calories. Anything over this and you are beginning to put on weight again. This is metabolic adaptation. Ever dieted before? And at first the weight was coming off relatively easy. Then it hit a sticking point or plateau. Is this beginning to make sense? So taking your new TDEE of 1,000 calories, if you wanted to lose weight, you now have to eat less than 1,000 calories. Point to note, you can increase your TDEE from this state. However, it is a slow process that requires great detail and structure. It's not as simple as, okay, I'll eat more calories and knock it back up. As you increase your calories back up, your body is still in self-defense system mode. Put simply, any additional calories you now consume above your 1,000 calories are going to stick to you fairly easy. Not what you want, is it? On to some data from research that will hopefully confirm some of this for you. A large percentage of overweight people are able to lose a significant amount of body fat in their lives. The problem? They cannot keep it off. As covered above, you can begin to understand why. This may resonate with you. Within 1 year of weight loss, over 80% will relapse to their pre-diet weight. At 2 years, that percentage increased to 85%. And at 3 years, that number increases further to 95%. As Lane Norton, PhD, puts it, diets therefore have a less than 5% success rate. Not only that, but 1/3 to 2/3 of these people will regain more weight than they lost on the diet, putting themselves in a worse position than they were previously. Some pretty staggering facts. All is not lost though. Bring this back around to our fable about the tortoise and the hare. All these metabolic adaptations are dramatically increased when you take the approach of the hare. Much like in the story, the hare has lost the race. Because although he may have achieved fat loss faster, he has also achieved fat gain and is back where he started. Taking the approach of the tortoise, these adaptations are reduced. Going back to our 2,000 calories a day, the tortoise takes a more sustainable approach in order to lose the 0.5 kilograms a week required. He reduced his daily calories by just 200. Remember, for 2 kilogram weight loss, the hare adopted an 800 calorie a day deficit. So it's only logical that a quarter of the calorie reduction will result in a quarter of the weight loss reduction. The tortoise is enjoying his diet. It's not overly restrictive. He can still enjoy the foods he enjoys because he is budgeting them into his calories. He is exercising 4 to 5 times a week and he is able to stick to his approach. The tortoise hits 20 weeks, 10 kilograms lighter. Now, this is not to say a metabolic adaptation will not occur. Of course it will. The individual is now 10 kilograms lighter. And we have seen previously a big part of the calculation and formulas for calorie expenditure is body weight. However, the body's self-defense system has not kicked in so much because the changes in calorie intake aren't as much. The new TDE for the tortoise-based approach is now 1,600 calories. Far more manageable, I'm sure you will agree. The impact of a rebound effect has been greatly reduced. This leads me onto a quote which I have personally annotated slightly. Hard work beats knowledge if knowledge doesn't work hard. However, if knowledge works hard, it makes a pretty powerful force. Dieting is hard work. No one has denied that. It takes a strong mindset, motivation, and a will to succeed. However, having a good knowledge and understanding helps improve the results. Slow and steady wins the race. Now, that is a great story. One which even to this day, I follow and believe to be true. So once again, thank you for listening, and I will see you on the next one.